This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. The time has come again for producers to make their Farm Bill, ARC, or PLC elections. The deadline is March 15th, but FSA offices would prefer you not wait until the last day. ARC or PLC can be a difficult choice, as both programs are based upon past and future grain prices and yields. There is no certainty when it comes to making the election, so we just have to go with the best knowledge that we have available. Without going too far into the details, PLC payments start when commodity prices, averaged by the marketing year, drop below a reference price. ARC is more complex, as its payments start with a combination of the marketing year average and county yields drop below a certain point. Generally, PLC pays more with low commodity prices, and ARC payments have caps. So, when making the election, it ends up being a functional question. Choose PLC if there's an expectation of low market prices. If not, then choose ARC. So, let's take a look to see if PLC is expecting a payment for each common grain commodity. Historically, wheat and milo have had good PLC payment rates. Corn has had a small payment rate, and soybeans have yet to have any PLC payment. In the past, farmers have largely chosen PLC for wheat, milo, and corn, and ARC for soybeans. However, last year, the commodity prices rose enough that not one commodity received a PLC payment, and this is likely to be a case again this year. The marketing year runs from September of 2023 to August of 2024, except for wheat, which runs from June to May. Right now, the marketing year average, which for this coming year will be compared to, is $3.70 for corn, $8.40 for soybeans, $5.50 for wheat, and $3.95 for milo. Futures are way above this right now. Market prices would have to drop considerably after this coming harvest for there to be PLC payments in any of the commodities. ARC, however, uses both a benchmark price and the county average yields. Making a marketing year estimation for this past year, even though it's not quite over yet, is $6.65 for corn, $6.55 for milo, $14.35 for soybeans, and $9.25 for wheat. The county yields will have to be less than half of the average to trigger an ARC payment. Here in southeast Kansas and much of western Kansas, this was actually the case in 2022. There might actually be ARC payments for this past year. The benchmark prices will increase some for this coming year, but again, the county averages would have to be pretty dismal to trigger ARC payments. However, as any farmer knows, that is possible any year. Given the likelihood of receiving PLC payments has dropped as market prices have increased, many farmers are logically moving to ARC. Still, last year, nearly half of all farmers are enrolled in PLC for milo and wheat, which used to be the better paying program before 2020. So, in the end, what I'm saying is that while choosing ARC or PLC is always a gamble for better payments, right now it's a much more likely gamble that we'll have yet another severe yield loss year favoring ARC, rather than commodity prices being cut in half, favoring PLC. One caveat, though, is that supplemental coverage option is only available for the PLC enrollment, though not many farmers use this option. If you need to change your election, make sure that you get to your FSA office by March 15th. K-State Ag Economics has a number of recent publications and tools that can be used to estimate payments and help make decisions. If you need help finding these resources, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.